A major study from 2015 changed our understanding of how to prevent peanut allergies. 10 years later, researchers say that approach is working. NPR's Bill Chappell reports.
For years, American parents were told not to expose their babies to peanuts too early to prevent a potentially dangerous allergy. Dr. David Hill is a pediatric allergist at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia.
And that was well-intentioned, right? These are the youngest, potentially most vulnerable of our society.
But in 2015, a landmark study found the opposite to be true, saying that if babies eat peanut products at an early age, around 4 to 6 months, they're less likely to become allergic. To gauge the success of early introduction, Hill and his colleagues conducted another study. They looked at the rate of food allergy in young children before and after the guidelines changed by analyzing the health data of some 120,000 children across the U.S.
What we found was that there was a 43% reduction in peanut allergy prevalence.
They also found more than a third reduction in any food allergy prevalence.
That equates to around 40,000 prevented cases of peanut allergy and around 60,000 prevented cases of food allergy altogether.
Their findings were published on Monday in the journal Pediatrics.
I would definitely say I'm cautious about reading too much into it.
Dr. Corinne Keat is a professor of pediatrics at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill.
I'm looking for more information to confirm these findings.
Keat is an allergist who was not involved in the research.
I'm a little bit surprised by these findings because I might have expected that we might have more diagnoses just because people were thinking about allergies more.
Keat wants to see more data to get an idea of the national picture. But Dr. Hill says his study is one more step in understanding allergies, and he has a message for the millions of children in the U.S. who have a food allergy.
We haven't forgotten about you.
Both Hill and Keat say there's more work to be done. Bill Chappell, NPR News.